40 of the best Afro hits every week. La Papá FM. La Papá FM. This is the Power Afro 40 from 10 to 14.
Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA, Zambia set to inaugurate the first ever soybean speed breeding facility in sub-Saharan Africa. The presidential aspirant, Willa Mudolo, warns Makhebe Zulu against presenting himself as party president after court ruling. Belgian ex-official appeals war crimes trial over 1961 Congo leader's murder. In international news and in sports news, Mutapa impressed with team spirit ahead of Malawi clash.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and with Albanese Every Day, I'm Chris Fungi. Patriotic Front presidential aspirant Willa Mudolo has warned party members against defying the High Court ruling that upheld the 2023 Extraordinary General Conference. Mr. Mudolo has further cautioned his fellow party presidential hopeful Makhebe Zulu and his team to stop presenting themselves as PF leaders, saying their actions go against the rule of law. Speaking in a statement, Mr. Mudolo urged those who resigned or took part in what he called a no-name conference to respect the court's decision and avoid actions that may disrupt the party. Meanwhile, Mr. Mudolo has welcomed the judgment, stating that it brings clarity and direction to the party, adding that the court found the conference presided over by Malsamba was held under unique but acceptable circumstances. Mr. Mudolo added that the ruling confirms that the party processes cannot be undermined by speculation. He has since called for unity, saying the PF must now focus on national issues affecting Zambians. Mazaboka Member of Parliament Gary Nkombo has described his tenure serving as UPND chairperson in charge of elections and campaign committee as both a privilege and humbling experience. Mr. Nkombo admitted that he may have experienced shortcomings in the execution of his duties. Despite the disappointment, Mr. Nkombo has pledged his continued loyalty and support to President Hichilema's leadership and reaffirmed his allegiance to the UPND. The Mazaboka lawmaker, who's so one of the longest-serving party member, was removed as the party chairperson for elections and campaigns. In a later address to President Hakainde Hichilema, Mr. Nkombo has acknowledged receipt of correspondence revoking his appointment. Mr. Nkombo is also former Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, has thanked the President, UPND National Management Committee, and the party membership of the opportunity to serve, particularly highlighting his role as committee chair since 2017. Mr. Nkombo did not provide further details regarding the reasons for his removal. Zambia Civil Liberties Union says Zambia's constituency delimitation exercise requires a balanced approach to ensure equitable representation. Union Executive Director Isaac Mwanza said all 116 districts submitted proposals for new constituencies, with one proposing more than one, bringing the total to about 120. However, he noted that only 70 constituencies can be created under the constitution. The situation, he said, will result in some districts not to benefit from the process. He therefore appealed for the Electoral Commission of Zambia to not only consider population, but also land size and development levels when making delimitation decisions. Mr. Mwanza warns that focusing only on population risks disadvantage in rural areas with large land sizes and limited development.
CZ has now entered. This is the phase where the commission has to sit. The five of them, plus their technical staff, to look at the proposals that have been given by various districts and are submitted by the provinces. Now, they will look at different scenarios, because we only have 76. We must remember that even though all the 116 districts, 118 or 116 districts proposed the creation of new constituencies, only 70 constituencies can be created, because the constitution only created 70 new constituencies.
In another special development, the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA, is set to inaugurate a soybean speed breeding facility in Zambia, the first of its kind in the sub-Saharan Africa. This landmark event will take place on Monday at the IITA Southern Africa Research and Administration Hub, SARA, in Lusaka, Zambia. This new facility represents a significant advancement in agricultural research and innovation by enabling the acceleration of soybean breeding cycles under controlled conditions. It aims to facilitate the rapid development and release of high-yielding, climate-resilient soybean varieties that are well adapted to local environments. Additionally, the facility will strengthen seed systems and improve farmers' access to quality seeds. Soybean is a critical crop in Zambia, playing an important role in household nutrition, livestock feed, and agro-industrial development. By increasing yield potential and speeding up varietal development, this facility will support the Zambian government's goals to expand soybean production and contribute to broader national objectives related to the agricultural growth, food security, and industrial progress. The official launch will be attended by notable figures, including Dr. Ndashe Kapulu, Director of the Zambia Agriculture Research Institute, representatives from the Gates Foundation, and the other key stakeholders in agricultural research and development. IITA is a non-profit research for development institute dedicated to generating agricultural innovations to address Africa's pressing challenges such as hunger, malnutrition, poverty, and environmental degradation. In international news, a 93-year-old former Belgian diplomat ordered to stand trial over the 1961 killing of Congolese independence icon Patrice Lumumba has appealed the decision, his lawmaker said on Friday. A novice diplomat at the time, Etienne Davignon, is the only person still alive among the 10 Belgians accused by the Congolese leader's family of complicity in his murder. Davignon was ordered earlier this month to stand trial for participation in war crimes over his role in the unlawful detention and transfer of the Lumumba, a prisoner of war at the time, and for him being denied a fair trial. The one-time European commissioner is also accused of humiliating and degrading treatment, although not of direct involvement in Lumumba's killing. Lumumba, an outspoken critic of Belgium's colonial rule, became his country's first prime minister after gaining independence in 1960. But he fell out with the former colonial power and with the United States and was ousted in a coup a few months after taking office. Still in international news, the Senegalese government has not endorsed Macky Sall's candidacy for the UN Secretary General despite AU support. The permanent mission of Senegal to the African Union informed the AU Commission on Friday that the Senegalese government has at no stage endorsed the candidacy of former President Macky Sall for the most post for the Security General of the United Nations, even as the continent organization was calling for African solidarity around this bid. Senegal distanced itself from the South bid amid diplomatic rivalries over the selection of Guterres' successor. A note from the Senegalese mission on the 27th of March 2026 stated that the government had never endorsed the candidacy and was not involved despite the